This is The Almost Alien Orphan, written by Nori Gale and read by Flower Parish. This is a Batman and Danny Phantom crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences. Summary: can Bruce's day ever go the way it's supposed to? Chapter 1. Bruce was having an average day, which, of course, meant something was going to go terribly wrong. Like, world-endingly wrong. It had to. That was just how life worked. So, when Flash burst into the room he was in, Batman was already up and heading in the direction of whatever the problem was. The Watchtower scanners picked up an unidentified object floating near our space. Cameras haven't been able to lock onto it and actually seem to be shorting out, Flash relayed to him with speed and efficiency. Batman grunted in acknowledgement as they both made their way to the main room. What could it be? Alien invasion? Maybe an asteroid? Or maybe one of Earth's supervillains had made a space-based weapon? But Flash had said the cameras were on the fritz. Must either have special technology or magic then. That could rule out a multitude of possibilities. But if it was large, the Watchtower would be able to see it through the main window. So it had to be smaller. Maybe. He'd never rule out someone outsmarting him. The impossible was always possible, after all. They made their way into the station's control room, and he immediately got to work on trying to use the technology at hand to figure out what the issue was. Flash was anxiously pacing behind him. Where was his shift partner? Batman glanced at the speedster. Where's Lantern? Flash paused and flinched. He had a date? Bruce sighed internally and made a mental note to ban those two from monitor duty for a month at least. No, 2 months. If his kids had taught him anything, it was that he had to be firm. Not that any of them ever learned. That was beside the point. If Hal had been here, Batman could have sent him out to scout the danger. However, he wasn't, which meant Batman needed to call in a favor. He hated calling in favors, especially when said favor would tease him relentlessly. On loop, for days. Sighing audibly this time, Batman tapped a few screens on the monitor's panels, and then a phone symbol popped up. He noted how Flash stopped his pacing and stared. Within seconds, the other end picked up.
Batman, not like you to call. What's wrong?
Batman refused to acknowledge the grin on Barry's face. He would not. Instead, he gruffly replied, Superman, unidentified object found by the Watchtower. I need you to scout it out. Do not engage. Superman could be practically heard rolling his eyes as he chuckled.
On it, Batman. Is that Flash's laughter I hear in the background?
Batman sighed and ignored the other man's jabs. Clark was his friend, though he'd never react to the man's jokes when on duty. He would care from a distance. He could do that just fine. As for Flash, the man had no work decorum. At all. None whatsoever. Sighing, he turned back to Superman. Was he sighing a lot lately? He felt like he was. His kids were wearing him out.
Bats, got eyes on the unidentified object,
Superman reported. Batman nodded once. Good, now.
Engaging now.
Superman cut him off, and Bruce felt himself sigh again. Why? Why did no one listen to him? It wasn't like he was saying it for his own health. Yet regardless, he'd been ignored, and Superman had engaged whatever the issue was. Bruce just had to hope it wasn't anything Clark couldn't handle. Like kryptonite, and mind control, and... Okay, now he was worrying. He needed more contingencies. Superman finally responded back after leaving both him and Flash hanging. Hey Bats, ready the medbay. It's a kid. He's unconscious and seems to be bleeding green. Oh, this was not great. Why couldn't he have normal days?
Thank you.
Chapter 2. When Clark came in carrying the kid, Bruce had already prepped a bed in the medbay as well as prepared for the worst. Such was the unfortunate reality of their work. Flash had joined him to wait for Superman, though his speed mutterings left Bruce sighing. Which, he really did have a sighing problem. His kids were making him go gray, too. Maybe he should invest in some sort of relaxation retreat. Superman entered, and Batman switched back to full focus. His attention was needed elsewhere. It indeed was a kid, maybe a teen. Gangly, reminded Bruce a bit of Tim or a very young Jason, before he had taken his second son in. The teen had stark white hair that almost seemed to glow. A black and white suit was what the young boy appeared to be wearing. Upon entering, the temperature of the medbay dropped considerably, and Batman noted the way electronics seemed to fritz when in proximity to the child. What was most worrisome, though, was the green. It made Bruce's hackles raise with how much it resembled Lazarus Pit water. Though the consistency was much thicker and, like Superman had said, seemed to be blood. And it was everywhere. All sorts of cuts and scrapes littered the teen's body. Clearly, he'd been in some sort of trouble. The kid was unconscious, reason yet to be determined. Thankfully, though, nothing seemed to be wrong aside from how battered the teen was. Flash and Superman chatted while Batman worked. He had the most medical experience, while the other two had the basic mandatory league training. While Bruce could probably trust Clark to apply bandages, he also knew that he'd left the last Watchtower training day early. So, he left the other two men to chat while Batman got the kid fixed up. Bruce fondly remembered doing these things for his boys when they were young. Lots of superhero band-aids and hair ruffles. A few of the deeper cuts he wrapped with gauze and then a more solid outer wrap. The smaller ones got adhesive band-aids. And after a few quick assessments through the computer, Batman determined it would be safe to give the boy fluids via intravenous. Overall, not as bad as he had prepared for. As he cleaned up the infirmary area, Superman and Flash still chatted. "Where do you think he came from?" Flash asked, tilting his head. Superman shook his head. "I'm more curious about his species. He was in open space and not dead." At that, Flash nodded. "Good point, Supes. Do you think he's Kryptonian?" Superman smiled sadly. "No, my blood isn't green, and the hair is a little bright. Maybe you should get Lantern up here. The Lantern Corps would definitely have a wider species base. He could be from any planet, after all." Flash gave a swift nod and zipped off to get a hold of Hal. Batman turned to Superman. Clark just smiled at him. Bruce sighed. "Stable for now. Any spacecraft, debris, clues?" Superman frowned. "None. Felt odd to me. Plus the resistance to the lack of atmosphere. No leads on how the kid got here." Bruce grunted. "Not ideal. He'd worked with worse." Eyeing the teen as he slept, Bruce felt apprehensive. It all felt suspicious to him. He'd have to be more alert moving forward. It was not the first time they'd had an alien child in their care. It happened quite often, actually. Often enough that there were league members who were qualified to temporarily foster. Clark or himself, for instance. Green Lantern had suggested it, though the man himself refused to foster. Batman didn't disagree on the matter. Once Lantern showed up, he'd have the man figure out where the teen came from. Hopefully, he still had a planet or family to go to. A lot of the refugees they got often didn't have a planet anymore. Or some were so destroyed or war-torn that it was effectively a lost cause. If not a planet, then a family, and if not a family, then maybe another planet's people could take the kid in, give him a loving home. For the temporary future, though, they'd care for the lost child until information could be found. Batman doubted it'd take long. Green Lantern was surprisingly efficient. Chapter 3. "Yeah, no clue, Bats." Bruce sighed heavily. Green Lantern had arrived, taken one look at the still unconscious teen in their medical wing, and admitted defeat. So far, it was going great for Bruce today. Batman eyed Lantern. Elaborate. Hal Jordan rolled his eyes. I mean, I have zero idea where the kid came from, and I have no clue what species he even is. Never seen anything quite like him. I can go to Oa and ask the higher-ups there if they know, but I'll be gone for a week, roughly. I think that'd be ideal. We can take care of the kid while we wait for your return, Hal, Clark chimed in. Batman let the two work it out between themselves, instead opting to check in on their patient. He entered the medbay to find the boy conscious. Eyes were hazy and erratic, breathing elevated, and the intravenous line had been pulled out, leaving a small trail of green down the kid's arm. Clearly, the teen did not like where he found himself. Bruce quietly dimmed the viewing window's visibility. Slowly, he made his way forward, noted the way the kid tensed up the second he noticed Bruce's presence. Glowing green eyes locked onto Batman and didn't deviate for even a second. Batman decided to make the first move. The alien likely didn't even speak a language he knew. You are in the Justice League Watchtower. You are safe. We are trying to find your home planet. The teen stiffened. The Justice League? English? That was extremely unexpected. English meant that the boy could be from Earth, maybe a Meta, and there was a slight accent to it, possibly Midwest. Batman filed it away for later. Batman nodded. We found you in open space, injured and unharmed by the lack of atmosphere. Clark suddenly entered the room. Hey, how's the alien kid doing? Alien? The kid looked at Superman with a raised eyebrow. Bruce sighed again. I suspect he may be from Earth. He knows English. Clark glanced at the teen. That's a surprise. Are you from Earth? The boy visibly panicked with all the attention on him. Eyes looked for some sort of escape or reprieve from the prying gazes. Bruce noted the way the teen's breathing became sporadic and short, distressed. No, I'm not from Earth, the kid finally offered. Batman narrowed his gaze. Then where are you from? The boy looked anxious as he answered. The ghost zone? Bruce felt his suspicions grow. What kind of planet was named that, as well as speaking English? Clark seemed to not mind, though, nodding along. Superman smiled. All right, then, what's your name? The kid seemed to hesitate, and if Batman had learned anything about the boy, it was that he was extremely distrustful. He'd definitely been through some bad things. Danny, he said. Clark grinned. Nice to meet you, Danny. Do you know how you got here, or how to get back to your home planet? Danny flinched, and Bruce had a feeling that it had something to do with all the cuts and scrapes. I know how to get home. I was chased from it and came here to get away, Danny said. Superman frowned. Are they still after you? It may not be safe for you to return home right away. Danny shook his head. It's fine. It's safe, I'm sure. Superman looked as skeptical as Batman felt. They had this random teen, from an oddly named planet, claiming he was chased from his home, and now said he could go back. Skeptical was an understatement. Despite that, Danny stood, which had both Superman and himself stepping forward out of concern. Don't do that, you're still... hurt? Clark paused, and Batman also relented. All of Danny's wounds were gone. Healed. No more suspicious green bleeding from the kid. None of the Lazarus water seeped from the alien anymore. It was... weird. Maybe some sort of elevated healing? Alien biology? Bruce had questions. Danny chuckled. I'm all good. I heal fast. Batman grunted, but Clark said, Part of your race, then? The teen raised an eyebrow in confusion, but then made a face of realization and nodded. Batman kept his suspicions. The whole scenario felt off. His gut said he didn't have the whole story, and Bruce tended to trust his gut, like when his kids were doing something they clearly shouldn't be. For instance, hanging off the chandelier, stealing the Batmobile, glitterifying the Batmobile, stealing the tires off all his vehicles, giving the Batcomputer a virus as a form of protest because your coffee was taken away, and other normal things. Bruce was very tired. Regardless, a now-healed Danny was poking around the medbay, looking vaguely uncomfortable at all the medical equipment. Clark looked to Bruce, and he sighed. Batman gave a brief nod, and Superman lit up. "Come on, Danny, let's get you out of here and into a proper room. Plus, we can give you a tour of the Watchtower while you're here." Clark was always a sucker for the strays they got. Batman knew it was because he saw himself in the orphaned, abandoned, or homeless kids that they occasionally took care of. Bruce had a soft spot for kids too, so he got it. He really did. Somewhere in Gotham, Nightwing felt a rush of pride. Red Robin stumbled. Red Hood gagged. Robin rolled his eyes, teenage behavior in full swing. Off-duty, Duke and Cass smiled, and Spoiler grinned because she wasn't a part of that madness. Oracle just sighed. Back in the present, Batman trailed next to Superman as he gave Danny a tour. When they got to the viewing deck, Danny practically glued himself to the windows. His eyes glowed a little, and he watched curiously as Danny floated a little. "So cool," Danny whispered. Clark chuckled a little, and Batman decided he'd ask. "You're floating?" Superman shot him a look that said, "Really?" Danny reluctantly looked away from the window and grinned. "Yeah, I can do a lot of things. Kind of forget all of it, actually." Batman frowned, but Superman laughed. "That's awesome, kid. I remember when my abilities manifested, I couldn't keep track of any of it, but now it's like second nature." The teen sheepishly smiled with a blush of green coating his cheeks. "Hopefully someday I can be that good." Eventually, Batman excused himself, trusting that Superman had it handled. Hopefully, Lantern would return fast. Something was off. Chapter 4. Danny was so confused. Like, really confused. He wakes up in the frickin' Watchtower, like the Justice League Watchtower, all hooked up to their medical stuff, and he's kind of freaking out because medical stuff really isn't his thing these days. And then, the Batman and Superman are talking to him. They think he's a literal alien, a real-life alien. Instead of even telling them the truth, he just lets them assume. Ha. Huh. Did he mention he was in space? Space! They still thought he was an alien, too, after a week of being with them. Apparently, Green Lantern was trying to find his home planet. He'd be looking for a while. Superman had been taking care of him mostly, occasionally Batman. Once, the Flash stopped by to say hi, as he'd been the one to detect Danny on the scanners. Or rather, Danny had kind of fried the scanners. Oops. Still, so cool to be in space in the Watchtower. One time, he'd asked if he could go out and look around, but Superman had shut that down, saying it wasn't safe, despite Danny insisting it'd be perfectly safe. Though he didn't elaborate that it was safe because Danny didn't need to breathe. Oops. Thankfully, no one seemed to question much, just accepted that any quirks Danny had were because of his alien nature. He got a lot of sympathetic looks from Superman, though. The thought of an orphaned war victim child was definitely a sobering thought. So, Danny was going to come clean. Besides, he knew Batman was already onto him. Plus, he could just phase through the walls and leave if they got mad. Win. Except, the heroes had a big meeting, which was fine and whatever, except for the glaring issue of John Constantine. Danny knew John. John knew Danny. They had a mutually unspoken agreement to avoid each other. So, the second their eyes met, fuck no. Danny rolled his eyes. Right back at you. Constantine swore some more under his breath. "The hell are you here for anyway, brat?" Danny snickered. "Wouldn't you like to know?" The man pulled a cigarette from somewhere and lit it. "I would, actually. What's the personification of dying doing here anyways? Snot your territory anyways." By now, Superman and Batman were there watching. Batman was stoic as ever. Superman had a look of dawning realization. Both looked like they had a lot of questions. Danny opted to ignore them both. "Well, John, I do love space," the teen said, floating around the magic user like a mosquito. The man scowled. Go back to Kansas or wherever that hick town you call home is. Or better yet, go back to your own realm. Danny gasped and held his hands to his chest. I'm not even from Kansas. The nerve. Besides, you know I have, we'll call it dual citizenship. Constantine simply rolled his eyes and flicked his cigarette butt back at Danny. Not that it actually hit him. Instead, he went incorporeal and watched as the butt hit the watchtower floor. He shook his head as the man left. That left the other two superheroes just standing there. Danny rubbed the back of his neck sheepishly. So I didn't give the whole truth. Superman looked a little hurt, and he felt bad for being the cause. Why didn't you just say so? He sighed, because, yeah, that was a fair question. Well, to be honest, at the time I panicked, didn't fully trust you, and didn't really think. Though I honestly didn't straight out lie. More of a white lie, Danny offered. How so? Batman grunted. Danny smiled. Well, my ghostly form isn't from Earth, per se. I'm from another realm. Superman started. You're a ghost? Like a real ghost? He nodded. Yep. Batman narrowed his eyes. You mentioned your ghostly form and mentioned dual citizenship earlier, which implies you're also human. Danny felt that he'd walked into some sort of trap, so he did what any self-respecting individual would do when cornered. He could hear shouting as he phased through the walls and panels into space. He admired the stars before going invisible and heading for Earth, heading for home. It was a nice vacation, but his friends were probably super worried. Maybe for spring break he could visit Gotham. The end. We'll be right back.